I'm sorry.
And hindsight.
I'm so sorry.
Shouldn't have thought
Please
what I thought. Said what I said.
My apology.
Ugh, and mine's even worse because I have to apologize to Monica because she was right.
That makes it great.
I know.
I was what? What did you say?
I said it once.
Say what?
You have to go listen to that on a podcast. Oh, man. You know, in this day and age, there's certain groups of people or certain things or just certain stuff you have to now in hindsight apologize for. Yeah. And I have to say I apologize. I'm sorry to germaphobes, to all you freaking germaphobes who always
right.
made fun of and always carried around your wipes and your hand sanitizer. I was like, look at them losers. Y'all are just, you are, I don't know why you have to be so overly cautious. Quit being afraid of the world, Monica.
Yeah, because I usually would have my wipes and everything in the studio, wipe it down when I walk in.
Uh-huh. And I was like, well, look at Monica. Boy, she just thinks the rest of the world is gross. I mean, God, I even made fun of you for stealing hand sanitizer here at work. And I think in hindsight, I wish I'd been stealing it for years. Ah! Man! Yeah.
Yeah, going to hotels and breaking my own stuff. I just,
I know.
You were ahead of the curve on that one.
Why did you have to be ahead of the curve? Why couldn't you have just been a kook? Why did you have to be right? Kook would have been better for the rest of us. Jeez.
Well, I owe an apology to flight attendants. And it's not because I would make fun of flight attendants, because I know some. I went to school with some.
Sure.
I just didn't care. I just didn't pay attention. Like, all right, well, time to check some more Twitter before this flight takes off. And yeah. I would pay extra right now for that experience. I miss it so much.
You actually want to attentively watch them do the little seatbelt buckle thing?
I want to see the whole thing. I want them to print off a PowerPoint. I want to take notes. I just need it back. I miss it so much.
And it's not that you weren't mean to them on any level. You were just... You just didn't pay them any attention.
And now that it's gone, I want it back.
They were wallpaper to you.
I can't wait to fly a plane and, like, you know, elbow them. I'm going to give them, like, a little elbow instead of a high five. I'm going to give them an elbow. Hey,
air five.
Missed you guys.
Yeah, air elbow still for at least a while. Yeah, I mean, you know, I guess I must apologize because you know who I took for granted? The people who make natural peanut butter with honey. Because I guess they've gone extinct now. They don't exist anymore.
What?
I don't know. All
I got two jars in the cabinet.
Natural peanut butter with honey. Natural peanut butter with honey.
I know this is going to really hurt your feelings because I don't really like it. I like, and I was like, dang, I got the wrong one. I know, I don't mean to rub it in, but yeah.
But yeah.
So I'm like making.
I don't know what happened. Now, I've seen Peter Pan has resurfaced in the last like week or two, but that's my least favorite one.
That's a step in the right direction, though.
Like Skippy and Jif. Like, you have Jif natural with honey.
I have Jif and Peter Pan.
All right. Well, apology rescinded to you then. I'm taking it back.
What?
Yes. I take it back.
You know, I have to apologize to kids just in general because I missed kids being around to entertain my kids and for my kids to entertain other parents' kids. Because you know what? Because, I mean, they get bored. They're bored. They're always bored.
Mm-hmm.
And when they have their friends around, they can talk to their friends about being bored and come up with some ideas.
Yeah.
And... Yeah, so it's just constantly trying to figure out different activities that we can do, places we can actually go.
I'll let you know a little secret, Monica. You want to keep them occupied. It's called screen time. Just bump it up, man. It's all right. It's okay.
Increase it a little bit.
Oh, well, we're going to have them work in the garage and build a room. Like, for real. Yes. there you go.
Well, there's a room I don't want to sleep in. Is this structurally sound?
No.
Did anyone use a stuff finder in anything in this room?